This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
No sleep till!
Junkies, flunkies, misfits, and our siblings. We're back after a two-week hiatus. Welcome to the PTB Weekend Special. I am the Podfather, Scott Criscolo, of course, with the Doctor, Dr. G. George Rubino. We took the last couple weeks off, Doctor.
I know, and people just miss us.
Yeah, they do.
Just the way
they
is. They do. Life gets in the way sometimes.
It does, but I mean, last weekend, of course, was, last weekend was WrestleMania weekend, so we figured that was the main focus,
I forgot that show was going on.
Yeah, it was a thing. It was good. I enjoyed it.
I
thought night two was better than night one. I thought night two was better than night one. I haven't watched NXT Stand and Deliver yet, but I heard for the most part that wasn't a bad show. I did like Raw Monday. It looks like the belts, well, the draft is in 2 weeks, the 26th. At the moment, the champions, I think, are staying. Cody Rhodes, of course, the new WWE champion, will be on SmackDown. In fact, this coming Friday on SmackDown, it'll be AJ Styles against LA Knight.
Yeah.
And the winner of that match will face Cody in France on May 4th at Backlash. Meanwhile, Damian Priest, the World Heavyweight Champion, already has an opponent. He will be facing main event Jey Uso on May 4th in France at Backlash. That match was set this past week. So, already getting the ball rolling. And as mentioned, the draft, I think the first half will be on SmackDown on the 26th of April, later in the month. And then the following Monday on Raw on the 29th will be part two. And then that following Saturday, May 4th, will be a Backlash in Lausanne-Lyon? No, I don't know where the fuck it is. Somewhere in France. Anyway, that's on May 4th. Of course, it'll be the first of, I think, four consecutive shows, WWE shows, out of the continental North America. Well, out of the United States. Not counting Money in the Bank because that's in Toronto, but you've got, not counting NXT either because they have a couple of shows in the middle. But yeah, Backlash, which is in France, then you've got that King and Queen of the Ring that's in Saudi Arabia. As a matter of fact, there'll be an episode of SmackDown. I think it's Memorial Day weekend in Saudi Arabia. Then on June 15th is Clash at the Castle. That's in Glasgow, Scotland, and then the weekend after 4th of July is Money in the Bank in Toronto. And then we are back in the continental U.S. August 3rd for SummerSlam in Cleveland. Believe Cleveland.
Yes. So. Yes.
Meanwhile, Doctor, it's been a couple weeks, but we've got huge, huge news involving the NWA. That has come out in the last 2 weeks since you and I last were on the air. Huge news. Before we do that, let's talk about this past Tuesday's episode of Power. It was the first season of season 18, I think it is now, or 15.
Yes, season 18.
It's some fucking crazy shit.
Well, that's how television is now. So
true. We're finally getting the Hard Times shows. This was part one from the Dothan Civic Center, Dothan, Alabama. I asked Jennifer Smith if she was anywhere near the camera. She thinks she might be. I remember she said she was wearing a pink NWA t-shirt. I don't think I caught her in this episode. I may have to watch it again. But I think there's three episodes that'll be made from this show. And then we'll talk about the next two big shows. This weekend, Doctor, last night, if you're listening to this Sunday morning, the 14th, these last 2 days, Friday and Saturday, NWA did some more power tapings down in Tampa. But we do have the next two big shows.
Did you like their U-Haul ramp?
Yeah, I know. All we needed was a hand truck and some mulch. But that was pretty funny. I did enjoy that. All right. We did have a couple of title matches on this week's show, Doctor. One of them a title change. Four matches on this first show. The World Junior Heavyweight title was on the line, and the World Women's Tag Team title was on the line. And we had our first, and we had our title change, which I want to talk to you about. So the show opens with Colby Carino, our World Junior Heavyweight Champion, defending the title against Joe Alonzo, who has slowly been moving up the ranks in the past several months.
Yes.
I guess he was, I mean, I wouldn't say he was screwed out of the title. They kept saying that, but at the Sour pay-per-view, apparently they said he was boned out of the Junior Heavyweight title. I don't know why they think that, but Joe Galli and Danny Deals were a little weird on this show. Like, they would act heel. Danny Deals definitely slides heel, but like Joe Galli sometimes he's a little hypocritical. He'll say that the referees are not the worst, and then he'll criticize them 2 minutes later for blowing something. It was really weird. Anyway, Joe Alonzo got a nut shot on Colby Carino and then hit his finisher, and he is, in 8 minutes and 20 seconds, the new NWA World Junior Heavyweight Champion is Joe Alonzo. He beat Colby Carino in, again, 8 minutes and 20 seconds. Two questions for you. Number one, your thoughts on the match. And secondly, what do you think of Colby Carino from here? Do you think this is it for him? He's gone. He's going to test the waters in other promotions. Or do you think Billy keeps him? And maybe, because Sean Kidd always said that Colby would be an awesome World Heavyweight Champion.
Colby,
I'm on a fence on that.
Should be a heel. He's a better heel. I think he needs to turn heel, and I think he does. I think he could go. I think he'd be a national heavyweight champion, maybe eventually an NWA champion, but you know, maybe follow his father's footsteps. But it definitely, his presentation's better as a heel, I think. I mean, I know it's much easier for anybody to be a heel, you know.
Right.
Everybody likes to, even if they're a regular personality, some people just want to be a heel just for fun, you know, like, because it's easier to just be mean to people sometimes, you know.
Right.
But true. I just think for him to be successful, I think he needs to be a heel.
Right.
I mean, look at what it did for Kerry Morton.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to have a
back heel. I love him.
But you don't have a whole promotion of heels.
I see. Now, Kerry Morton would be boring to me as a face right now.
His father acts so fucking weird when he's a heel. So strange.
Well, because it's not a natural. I mean, I know he did the Richard Morton thing, but for the most part, he's always been a baby face. Yeah, it's a little weird, you know, but. You know, he's only like a side part of the situation, but Kerry himself is awesome. So I think if he could get Colby to be a heel, I could see him, sure, you know, maybe being a future, you know, either national heavyweight champion, world television champion.
So you think Billy's going to keep him around? You think he's going to? Well, I should say. I'm sure Billy.
I mean, unless Colby's got a contract somewhere else, I don't.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think Billy will be able to keep him around? Do you think he wants to stick around?
I think so. He you know, he always puts on a good match.
Oh, I agree with you totally.
I don't know, because again, NWA. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, especially what's going on with WWE, they're kind of like insignificant to the mainstream, you know, wrestling, so-called media, whatever you want to call it. So, like, you know, we don't get, like, the backstories on these things. First of all, NWA, kind of like AEW, is not a publicly traded company, so they don't have to report all those things of contracts and, you know, like WWE now has to do. So I don't really know, like, if Colby has a long-term contract. I think Kerry Morton does. I think he has, like, a 2 or 3 year contract. If I remember reading somewhere. So it would be interesting. I mean, I'd like to keep him around. I mean, some names have become so synonymous with the NWA.
Right.
And like you said, think about all the guys who've gone on to bigger and better things that started out in 2019 with the NWA. Which is really, you know, nice.
I just mentioned one. LA Knight. I just mentioned one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The general manager of SmackDown was the world's heavyweight champion.
Yes, I missed
that. Everything was strictly business. I missed those days.
But let's put it this way. Nick Aldis would have had to do something to change it up for himself. You know.
Right. No, I get that. I get that.
So, listen, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for these guys. It's nice to see people go on and do bigger and better things. And
sure, of course.
And it's nice to see, you know, see if Billy could, you know, bring some of these guys from the indies to, you know,
help the company move along. Because, again, sure. I much better presentation. I just don't know. Like, I don't know. I feel like I know where he's trying to go with the company right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, the news that we're going to talk about may shed some light on that. Next, we had a women's tag match. La Rosa Negra, who hasn't been around since last spring, teamed with Ruthie J to defeat Reja Tejaca and Tiffany Nieves, and they were having some issues. They were not on the same page. And La Rosa Negra and Ruthie J won in 6:06. Decent match, nothing crazy. Slade, who was, of course, the other spectacular with Rolando Freeman, defeated Magic Jake Dumas in 5:40. That was kind of a mild upset. And I realized that Jake Dumas is sitting on a World Television title shot, so curious to see what it goes with that. And then in the main event, our second title match of the evening for the NWA World Women's Tag Team titles in a best 2 out of 3 falls, the King Bees, your champions, Charity King and Danny B, against the former champions, Ella Envy and Kylie Page, Pretty Empowered. Best 2 out of 3 falls, 2 out of 3. Danny B pinned Ella Envy in 18 seconds. That came out of nowhere. Then Kylie Page pinned Danny B in 4:07, and then Charity King pinned Ella Envy in 7:58. And in what I thought was kind of a mild upset, the King Bees actually retain the World Women's Tag Team titles over Pretty Empowered. So I don't know if Pretty Empowered is breaking up, or because Ella Envy ate both pins.
Yeah. I don't
know. Kylie Page will get pissed off at that. It should be very interesting. So that was your show. And, you know, we had our own usual, you know, vignettes and ads and that kind of jazz. Overall, solid part of Hawir from Hard Times. Hard Times. I do next week on the show, this coming Tuesday, I do know that Blunt Force Trauma, Carnage and Damage, with your boy Aaron Stevens, will defend the World Tag Team titles against the Immortals.
It's going to be a good match.
Odinson and Kratos. That should be a fun little meat slapping fest right there.
Yes.
Now, time for the big announcement. The big announcement. Now, the big, obviously we already talked about, because this was announced, that on May 18th in, what is it, Dorney, Texas? Is that where it is? Or is it
Forney, Texas?
Is it Forney, Texas? In Forney, Texas, the NWA is bringing back the 2024 Crockett Cup. It is taking place, yes, at the OC Theater in Forney, Texas. It will be on May 18th, which is a Saturday. You and I may not be in the state. Are you happy about that? Obviously you are, but
I'm curious if this
now here's the first test, I think, Doctor. If this is gonna be a full blown show that they do in full and then air it as one big show on the CW stream, or if they're going to treat these like powers and break them up. I mean, they could do two parts because the pay-per-views were two parts used to be.
Yeah, I don't know. It would. I think breaking it up. I mean, you could do breaking it up. There's no. I mean, I would prefer to see it as a full show, but it doesn't look like they're going that route.
Right.
But either way, I think it'll be a fun show. You know, they're definitely testing some different markets, which is good.
Right.
You know, now you go to Texas, see where, you know, Texas used to be a big wrestling state, you know?
Well, it's always been, it still is a wrestling state. It'll always be a wrestling state.
Right, but I mean, you know, in terms of the territories, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So, I'm interested in seeing, like, how they're going to play this out. And it's, you know, obviously the Crockett Cup's one of their big pay-per-views, or whatever you want to call it now.
Well, they were pay-per-views.
CW live event, or whatever the heck they call it now.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they are. CW specials?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, you know, again, like I said to you last time, I think the Fight TV thing just wasn't really beneficial for either side. So now that they have the CW contract, it's better. I mean, you know, selling a pay-per-view these days is getting tougher and tougher because now, with the network, you know, it's part of your price. You know, AEW still sells pay-per-views. I don't know what their numbers are, to be honest, if they're really, really good, because people are not used to that. Everybody's included everything being in their streaming prices and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but, you know, I would prefer to see it as a full show, but I have a feeling they're going to break it up. This is how he's saving money, to be honest with you. I mean, until the company maybe gets, obviously, the presentation's nice because you're usually in a bigger arena.
Mm-hmm.
Or facility, wherever you want to call it. So I think, you know, again, Billy's putting a lot of money into this. It's not making the returns yet that he's looking for, but he does definitely need something, either an infusion of money from an investor to kind of take it to the next level, even to get to a TNA level would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's going to need definitely a major backing, like big backing, like a company. I mean,
I don't know. Again, these guys, when they like the creative control thing, and that's where the problem comes in.
Yeah, you either have creative control or you're not broke, one of the others. Listen,
Billy's a very good promoter. I mean, he's done a good job for himself in his music career. Wrestling's a different type of business, and it's tough, and especially when you have two big companies. And right now, I mean, WWE's really wiping the floor with everybody at this point. It's very tough to compete with that. So you got to be something different, which they are, and they're never going to be on that level anyway.
Right.
But you like to be at least the mid-level. I mean, I think a TNA level would be nice.
Sure, I agree.
But they're not there yet.
No. But, so that is taking place. The Crockett Cup is taking place on Saturday, May 18th in Forney, Texas. But that's not even the big news, Doctor, because we kind of knew that. We've talked about that before we took our couple weeks off. But then, on the week leading up to WrestleMania, so I guess over about a week and a half ago, the big announcement was the next big show is going to take place. Now, we had been told by Billy a year ago on the pay-per-view that the anniversary shows would always be in St. Louis at the Chase. And you and I were fairly pissed. Because it's like, I'm not driving to fucking, I'm not going to St. Louis. Nothing to do there except watch the asshole Cardinals. What else are you going to do? Drive through the, like in the movie Vacation where you drive through and the guy spray paints honky lips on my car? No thanks. You see that sign that says rib tips? Yeah, well, fuck that. You don't want to go that way. I love National Lampoon's Vacation. Anyway. But, Doctor, we got a big announcement. The week leading up to WrestleMania, it was announced that the NWA 76 will be taking place on Saturday, August 31st, not in St. Louis, but at the 2300 Arena. Oh yeah, you know where that is. Ladies and gentlemen, NWA 76 will be in Philadelphia.
Very excited about that. Very excited. Nice, nice, the logo with the red, white, and blue, you know, for 76. And I'm really excited about it because it's the closest we've had to this area. I think people have been asking not only us to get them to the Northeast. So here's a good test. And at a place that, you know, is kind of, you know, iconic in the wrestling business.
You know, Dr. G, you know how, like, you know, tag teams change their gimmicks and they go away from, like, you know, the gimmick that made them great. You know, they try something different, whether it's turning face or maybe turning heel. But we go back and we go into Philadelphia on August 31st. I think, Doctor, because we all know that my good friend Mr. Snotty Nose will be there. Because he's always there, you know, cleaning up shit and serving the catering. So that's what he does there. I believe that maybe for one weekend only, because you and I have both been to the ECW arena, maybe for one night only,
bring it back, baby.
I'm thinking, Doctor, that we don the t-shirts and the NWA fucking Saturday special kicks the fucking door in and punches Snotty Nose in the fucking face.
Yeah. What I do think we need to do, may have to put you on the case on this for the PTB. Maybe we could reach out to someone there. Maybe we could actually do our podcast live from there somewhere. You know, like maybe they give us a table or something.
Maybe.
We're promoting them. I mean,
maybe we just walk into the fucking place. We throw Joe Galli out because he's milquetoast poop and sit next to the deal man with his, although he needs a haircut or wash it, and have that hot cheerleader chick sit next to us. And maybe we do the fucking show and do it the right way. You know, slam the baby faces. Where's, you know, we're doing this for, we'll start making veiled Nick Aldis jokes. We're here for strictly business. We could wear the track jackets in. What do you think?
What do you think? That would be cool, but what do you think about them possibly? Maybe we'd be promoting them, like letting us do a podcast there. What do you think?
Well, I'm hoping the tickets are on sale now. I would think, and you and I have to talk about this, I think it would be good if we get front row, which I think are $66, which is not too bad, actually. But I would like to get it on the camera, opposite the camera, so we can put the PTB Wrestling Network banner on the fucking guardrail. And I dare some dipstick to tell me to move it. Maybe Snotty Nose will come over.
Excuse me, that is an unsolicited.
Get the fuck out of my face. Where's your doctor? I got my fucking doctor. Where's your doctor? Oh, he left you high and dry, bitch. I got my doctor right here. And you could fucking break his nose. What do you think? We're gonna get fucking thrown out of there. Kick him in the fucking nads. Maybe we'll do what most ECW people, that people in that arena, will just take a piss on the floor. You know, who knows? We'll bring a hockey stick, a frying pan, you know, whatever. Somebody take a shit somewhere. Who knows? But, so that is happening. NWA 76 on Saturday, August 31st at the 2300 Arena in Philly, which, of course, is the ECW Arena. I'm very excited. We will be there.
Me too.
We will be there. The doctor and I will be there. I believe tickets are, let's see. Let me go through the prices for that. I mean, Dorney, Texas. Let's see. If you live down there, obviously we have no matches or anything yet, but I don't know. EC3 could defend the World Heavyweight title against somebody we might like. I think they should defend the title. NWA, let's see. Oh, live events. If you're in Dorney. Oh, we have some. Oh, interesting. We have some other shows that have been announced. So May 18th is the Forney. Is Forney? It's at the OC Arena in Forney, Texas. Saturday, May 18th. Tickets start at 20 bucks. They go from 20 to 40. You tell me front row is 40 bucks? Get the fuck out of here. Seriously?
Not bad.
Oh, looks like front row. Oh, looks like all the front row seats for the Crockett Cup are gone. But the tickets range from 10 to 40. Interesting. Now, there's a show coming up on May 3rd. NWA Chicago Fire.
Fire.
At Studio One in Highland Park. Join the stars of the National Wrestling Alliance's brand new official territory for NWA Chicago Fire. That's going to be at Highland Park. Now, let's go to the arena for the 2300 Arena in Philly for the Crockett Cup. So, ringside. So, here's the official ticket prices. So, general admission is 20. Reserved is 30. Premium is 50. Ringside is 66. And the VIP box is 125. The VIP box is right next to the entry ramp. So I think I have a feeling I know what tickets. It would probably be this front row between the northeast and southeast general admission. It'd probably be over here. Let's see. Not available. In transition. Ringside. So there's four seats left on that row for $66. The second row is 50. Then there's all the other sections. So I didn't think ringside would go quickly. I'm not going to lie. I thought they'd still be around. Ringside seats are going, doctor. So
they are.
Yeah. We'll have to.
We may have to get on that soon.
Yeah.
Like today.
Right now. So there's still plenty of seats though. So that's August 31st at the old ECW arena in Philadelphia. I do like the logo with the flag on the back and everything. So
very exciting.
So that is exciting. That's something to look forward to at the end of the summer in one of our favorite cities, even though we hate the sports teams and the fans in it. But it's a great city for food, and it is a great city for wrestling, of course, as indicated by this past weekend for WWE. Now, let's get a quick look through at what happened this past week on Impact, which, guess what, was also taped in Philly at the ECW Arena. That's pretty funny. We had a brawl between Hammerstone and Josh Alexander to open the show, and then Hammerstone attacked Tommy Dreamer. So their match, their rubber match at Rebellion will be a last man standing. Yes, last man standing match. That should be fun. For their first two matches were great. Hammerstone won at Hard to Kill. Josh Alexander won at Hard to Kill. Hammerstone won at this, I think it was Sacrifice. So now the rubber match on April 20th. Actually, it's a week, this coming Saturday. In Vegas will be a last man standing. Crazy Steve successfully defended the digital media title match by defeating Laredo Kid. First Class, that's the team of AJ Francis and the newly turned heel Rich Swann, defeated ABC, Ace Austin and Chris Bay in 11:04. In a non-title match, Moose defeated Trent Seven in 3:58. We had a contract signing between Jordan Grace and Steph DeLander for their Knockouts title match at Rebellion. Steph DeLander is Matt Cardona's girl there. Jake Something defeated James Drake at 3:54. Jake Something has a X Division title shot with Mustafa Ali at Rebellion. And in the Monsters Ball match, which is one of Impact's infamous gimmick matches, very hardcore-ish, PCO defeated Khan in 14:24. They had a lot of thumbtacks and other stuff. I thought Khan would have won, but
very good.
So fun match though. So that was this week's episode of Impact.
Impact always puts on a solid show, I have to say.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I think they do, too. Now, we are a week away from Rebellion, which is their next show. This is their pay-per-view. It is a pay-per-view. It's not a TNA Plus event, so you have to pay extra for it. It's $40. And it's this coming Saturday night, the 20th, in Vegas. And then, of course, the next day, we got two shows, big wrestling shows this weekend, because a week from today, if you're listening to this on the 14th, AEW will have Dynasty. So coming up this coming Friday on a brand new episode of Place B Nation's main event, we will preview both Rebellion and AEW Dynasty. And then next week, not sure the day yet, Dr. G and I will give you a reaction special for Rebellion. So right now there's 9 matches, 2 in the pre-show, 7 on the pay-per-view. Spitfire, Danny Luna and Jody Threat, the Knockouts World Tag Team Champions, will defend the titles against Decay, Havoc, and Rosemary. And Leon Slater and ABC will take on the Rascals in a 6-man tag. On the main show, Joe Hendry will take on Rich Swann. Josh Alexander against Hammerstone in a last man standing match. Jordan Grace will defend the Knockouts title against Steph DeLander with Matt Cardona. Eric Young will take on Frankie Kazarian in a Full Metal Mayhem match, which I think is some kind of like Hell in a Cell-ish kind of thing, I think. Full Metal Mayhem. Don't you love their names? As I mentioned, Mustafa Ali will defend the X Division title against Jake Something. The System, Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers, will defend the World Tag Team titles against one of my favorite tag teams, Speedball Mountain, the team of Speedball Mike Bailey and Trent Seven. And Moose will defend the TNA World title against Nick Nemeth. And I can automatically tell you that Steve Macklin will cost Nick Nemeth that match. Tell you right now. I could already see that coming, that Steve Macklin will cost Nick Nemeth that.
I think you're right.
And then I think they will build to The next pay-per-view show, which would be Slammiversary in July, I think there'll be a big match between them. But we have two shows in between. So that is the Rebellion card at the moment. And then after that is, what is it, Under Siege? Is that the next show? I think it's Under Siege. Is the next show, and that's May 3rd in Albany. And then there's a pay-per-view after that, which we'll get into down the line. So they're getting their stuff together. TNA Plus is a nice stream. You can watch the old stuff on there too. And they actually had an issue with the Sacrifice live feed, and everybody got a code for the shop, even if you didn't watch it live, which you and I did, and we watched it couple days later. That was nice of TNA. So
very nice.
There's your Rebellion card. Join us this week on Main Event. Myself, probably Steve Willey, Andrew Reich, the rest of the gang, whoever comes, will preview Rebellion and AEW Dynasty. And then at some point next week, maybe Tuesday, Dr. G and I will give you a reaction special to Rebellion and look ahead to the next show, which I think I said is Under Siege. So is there anything I wanted to talk to you about? Anything else out of the ordinary?
We talked about WrestleMania. I thought it was great. We saw Cody do his thing, which I was very excited about.
Ended the story,
which I think, you know, I think that was one of the better angles that WWE has done in recent years.
Yep.
And they did everything they had to do. A few surprises here and there, and now it'll be interesting to see what Cody does from here on out, but he seems like he is definitely the most popular guy right now in the sport. So
mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. 2 years ago I saw him debut live at WrestleMania 38, and 2 years later he is the face of the company. He's been the face of two companies in the last 5 years. Pretty funny.
Yes, he has. And, you know, definitely he made the right decision coming back. And we'll see how the rest of the story goes, or the new story.
The next chapter of the story. Yeah, he... And like I said, he'll be making his first defense May 4th in France against either AJ Styles or LA Knight.
Yeah.
They're wrestling on.
Well, one thing that the WWE and most wrestling companies have been doing better, there's no short title reigns anymore, which is nice.
Right.
You want the championships now mean more than they
well,
were.
Well, I will say this. I think it's nice to see. I mean, there's one good thing that will come out of the epic 1,300 and whatever it was, 16-day reign of Roman Reigns over, is that I'm not saying the title needs to bounce around, but now you don't have to be off the hook for it, and you get predictable outcomes of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that'll be nice. But I don't see I have a feeling that Damian Priest will hold the world title till probably Clash at the Castle, where I think Drew McIntyre will win it. And then I think he holds it, and I think Punk beats him at SummerSlam in Cleveland. Cody, on the other hand, from what we've been hearing, sounds like The Rock wants that title shot. We thought he wanted it at SummerSlam. They may wait till next April 2025 at WrestleMania 41 in insert city here. Did you notice? There was no announcement of WrestleMania 41.
No, there wasn't. And I have mixed feelings on all that. And, you know, like, I love when, like, Stone Cold comes back once in a while, some of the older guys. But, I mean, I appreciate The Rock. I think he's one of the most talented people. Obviously, he's very talented in Hollywood. I don't know. I feel like now that he's on the board, and he's a good guy. Like, he does a lot of good things for people, but I don't know. I just,
Well, I think I don't know.
Do we really want to see Rock versus Cody? I don't. I mean, like, I want to see somebody in the one of the contemporary guys, like, well, build up a storyline there.
Yeah, I think the quote sports. I think that was the whole bearing of quote sports entertainment. This past weekend, also the bearing of somebody else. By the way, I thought I read a news story that Vince officially cashed out all of his TKO stock.
So well, he's going to, yeah, he's got him up for sale.
He's a fucking gazillionaire right now. Well, he's got a lot of losses.
It's going to be interesting. A lot of people think he's going to start his own wrestling company. Wouldn't that be interesting?
No, he's lucky he's not going to prison. Or he gets shanked, one or the other. Start his own promotion. Who the fuck's going to work for him? That's stupid.
I don't think it'll happen, but who knows?
Start his own wrestling promotion. Get a grip, Vince. Seriously, get a fucking grip. Just take your losses and move on before you end up.
We'll see him show up on like AEW Dynamite. Tony Khan, you're fired.
Fuck the Jaguars. Anyway. Well, that'll do it for the Jaguars. All right. Anyway, that'll do it for this week's episode of the PTB Weekend Special. We hope you enjoyed it. Try to chalk in as much news and fun as possible. Doctor and I will be back next Saturday with another special. We'll see what NWA news will have. It will be the morning after Rebellion, but we were going to hold off on our Rebellion opinions and stuff, give everyone a chance to watch it. We'll do a reaction special for it later in the week, next week. And then maybe you and I'll maybe we'll do a little Dynasty talk and see what else happens on the second episode of Hard Times on Power this coming Tuesday. As I said, Blunt Force Trauma will defend the NWA World Tag Team titles against the Immortals. Odinson and Kratos.
Kratos.
Yeah, so we'll see that. Follow us on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling. Just follow the feed. We do so much stuff. We also drop the episodes on YouTube if you think it's easier for you to listen. If you're listening to this on Sunday, you have two more days to go vote. Doctor, you got to go vote on what May historical April pay-per-view you'd like Greg Diener and I to do for the April episode of Wrestle Tracks. Your choices are Spring Stampede, 1994, In Your House, Good Friends, Better Enemies, 1996, and TNA Lockdown, 2008. So think about it and decide. Don't forget, we're going to do a fan's choice in June. So aside from voting for the May show, we're going to open up a thread on our Place to Be group page, and you're going to give us your thoughts or your choices for what you'd like to have put on the ballot for June. Not pick what you want to, it's not going to be your pick that we pick. We're not going to build the ballot, Greg and I, for June. You guys are our fans. The only prerequisite, it's got to be something easily accessible. And, of course, it had to have taken place in the month of June. Duh. So, but we'll talk more about that in the coming episodes. So you have until Tuesday, the 16th, to get your vote in. So the next couple of days, go to the Place to Be Facebook page. You'll see the poll there. Spring Stampede, 94. In Your House, Good Friends, Better Enemies, 96. Or TNA Lockdown, 2008. So think about it. Also coming up, a brand new episode this week of Through the Looking Glass. Speaking of WCW, it is WCW centric this month. Dave Hall and myself, and as I mentioned, a new episode of Main Event will be this week as well. Doctor, always a pleasure. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Saturday, Larry Land. I'm Scott. He's the Doctor. You're not.
Ciao. We'll be right back.
on my skin and call yourself a friend. I've got more friends like you. What do I do? Is there no slacking anymore? What it takes, who I am, where I've been, belong. You can't be something you're not. Be yourself, by yourself, stay away from me. A lesson learned.
Walk!